Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Welcome to Ujiria Radio. We're in Atlanta, Georgia this morning. I'm Mary Jo Bowser. We're in the studio with Lee Cantor and my new friend Monique Waldron from Clear Captions Telephone. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Well, we appreciate you being here today. Monique and I met Lee at the Senior Expo in Forsyth County.
Oh, nice.
This past weekend where About 1,000 seniors went through.
Wow.
All kinds of different booths.
So you had a booth?
We had a booth.
And mm-hmm. What'd you do in your booth?
Well, we gave away little Schlotzkys and cups and Post-it notes and pads, and we had our sign up. But we talked to people about home care when mm-hmm. they stopped, and we also punched their bingo card. You know, old folks that love that
they
bingo.
They like to win.
That's right. So, and toward the end of the day, the several hours, Monique came and introduced herself, and we happened to have this opening today, and I went, oh, do you want to come talk on our radio show? And you said?
Yes.
It was that simple. It wasn't a hard sell, was it?
No, really not. This is something that's a good experience.
Well, good. Well, to start, we usually ask you, Monique, to tell us about yourself, where you were born, a little bit about who you are, and how you got where you are with Clear Captions.
Great. I love to. Well, I'm from New York, New York, originally born and raised, and I moved to the South about a couple years ago in North Carolina, and then I moved here to Georgia. Ironically, when I moved here, a week later, I was offered this wonderful position with the company Clear Captions, and I didn't want to do it because I thought it was actual sales, where you would have to ask for payment from someone whenever you provided them with a service, and I really didn't want to do that. But when the person got into the gist of what the company was about, it's basically giving these phones for free to people who are eligible. And I still get a paycheck for giving someone something for free, and it's also going to benefit them in their life. So that's why I thought it was a great opportunity. So I jumped at it.
Very cool. So what are these phones?
Well, they're captioning phones. They're actually manufactured for anyone who has any type of a hearing loss. So the audible is manufactured so that it's more clearer for them as well. And then it has a talk-to-text feature on the phone itself so that whatever the other party is telling you, it comes through in a text form so you can read it if you miss any part of your conversation.
And then is it there kind of permanently so they can go back in case they missed a word or a sentence? They can kind of...
Yes, it is. It saves in the phone. It saves up to 50 conversations.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually delete them as you feel.
Right, as you're done with them.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So now, when you're showing someone this kind of phone, are they kind of like, wow, this is great. I wish I knew about this before.
They are. After a while, I have to explain it because when I say that it's free, after they see
right.
it.
They think there's like a catch, right?
They're reluctant. They think they're going to receive a bill every month for the service, but it's never a bill. You never, ever receive a bill. You just have to have a form of hearing loss, have a phone line so the phone can work, and also have Wi-Fi internet service.
Oh, so you need a landline.
Yes, ma'am.
You need a landline. And you need Wi-Fi.
So it's not like a cell phone. It's like more for their home phone.
It's a home. Yes, it is a home phone. And that's why generally I go out to the retirement homes because a lot of the older people still have their landlines. And those are the ones who really do need the phone as well.
So you mentioned to me Saturday at the expo.
Yes.
Because I do know another company that does this, but you told me this was something new.
It is. It's the newest technology. This phone has been manufactured within the past year. So it has a built-in tablet into it. The other phones are not as high-tech. This also has voicemail, and it also captions the voicemail as well. So it's the newest technology. And I'm happy that there's other companies out here that's doing it, but I'm not really bothered by them because I know we offer the better technology. So that's how I put it across to my clients.
Is there any support team or anything to help them, or do you, or how do they learn to work this thing?
The first, well, I'm there from beginning to end. So I'm the installer as well. I come out to the home, I install the phone. That's the difference between us and the other companies. They give you a voucher and send you the phone and you have to hook it up yourself and figure it out. I come out to the home, I install it. I walk them through everything. I also give them the paperwork that's associated with the phone. If they have any issues, they have my work number, which is a cell phone. It's on all the time, so they can call me. We also do have a customer service feature as well. That's free.
So how do they qualify? They must have to give you some kind of qualifying, no?
No, and that's also the great part as well, because the FCC passed a bill.
Probably hard to believe for some of our older friends.
Right.
That's true, but 8 months ago, the FCC passed a bill indicating that they no longer have to give us a doctor's note. So in the phone itself, when I registered the client, it's a self-certification piece that I'm not able to accept. They have to accept it themselves. That states, yes, I do have a form of hearing loss and I accept the terms of this. They click accept and that's their self-certification. They don't need a doctor's note or anything.
And then so once the phone is installed, then they can use it just like their normal phone. And you probably train them on how to read and go back and save and delete the messages and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, you said there's no catch or anything. This is just a government-funded program? Is that how this works?
We're funded by the FCC. So, okay, the money that it comes from is if you've ever looked at any of the bottom of your bills.
Like right, it says something about
taxes
like for the hearing
and
impaired.
Fees.
Universal service fee is what it's called.
Uh-huh.
So that money is charged on every bill separate for your cable, for your phone, and for your internet as well. So since 1990, when the bill was passed, everybody's been paying into this, you and I and everyone else.
And it's to help the people that have are hearing impaired in some manner.
Yes, form of hearing loss. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, any form.
And then then when they sign on or sign up and they click that, check that box, are they given like a hearing test or it's just they just take their word that they have some hearing impairment?
No hearing test. The FCC takes
But they just take their word for it.
Yes, and basically, to be honest, this phone is only going to help anyone who does have a form of hearing loss because everyone else, they're not going to want to take the time to look at the screen
and read it and stuff. Right.
And plus, the audible on it is really loud as well, just to help someone who has a form of hearing loss.
Now, my dad has it, so I know. Like everything in his house is like cranked up.
Does he have a phone like this? Maybe you need to get him a phone like this.
No, on the phone he can hear because the phone typically is it's right next to your ear.
Mm-hmm.
So then he can control that.
You know what? I have a terrible time on the cell phone. I have a terrible time hearing on the cell phone. I don't know if it's my hearing or...
They don't make this for cell phones yet, right? Soon,
we're not there yet, yeah.
Close.
Mm-hmm.
So now, when you got into this line of work, had you worked with the elderly before?
No. The demographic I worked with was all different type of ages because I worked for a company that I managed a team of associates that were selling insurance on like your appliances and things of that nature. So the demographic was all over the place.
Right.
I never really just worked with elderly people. Right. But to be honest, personally, in my personal life, I love babies and old people. I do. I just do. They're so sweet and they're loving and, you know, so.
So you got to have some patience, though. Or is that hard for you, or you're adjusting to that?
I'm adjusting a little bit. I'm a very patient person, you know, when I'm driving and things of that nature. But you're right. It's a special type of patience that you do have to have when you're dealing with.
Right. Because sometimes they don't understand and they get frustrated. And you got to be calm.
Yes. Correct.
So are you finding it rewarding?
I think I am because at the end of the day, when we're done with the phone, they look at me, they give me a big hug. They say, oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is really going to help me.
Right.
Their spouses do as well. Because, you know, when you're married, you have to help your spouse and things of that nature. So it kind of helps the spouse as well.
So how do you know who to call on? Who do you go visit?
Well, typically what I've been doing is visiting. Like today I have an event at a retirement home here in Atlanta. I go to the retirement homes and I speak with the event coordinators and I do events. And I tell them what, you know, the phone is about, things of that nature. And if they're interested, they'll take my card. Some people don't want to tell in front of everybody else. So they just take my card and call me back later. And then also I do churches. Mm-hmm. I've gone to a church here in Atlanta as well. So I'm trying, and I've talked to audiologists as well, just to try to see if I can network with them, and then I can maybe get some referrals from them as well.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have a territory? What area do you serve?
Georgia.
All the whole state?
I'm the only Georgia rep for the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a big area. So how have you narrowed it down?
Well,
just what's convenient for you, I guess?
Within a 100-mile radius.
So you do like a couple-hour drive sometimes, well, or not yet?
The longest I've gone was to Athens. Mm-hmm. That's the farthest I've gone. That's like an hour out and then an hour back.
Right.
But I typically stay right here, like Marietta, Decatur, and Atlanta.
Because there's a lot of opportunity right there, right?
Yes. So I'm trying to tap into that first before I adventure out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That hearing folks must have had some good lobbyists to, I mean, that's good funding for every cable bill.
Right. But it's one of those things that nobody probably knows about it unless somebody tells them.
You're
like
right.
Like, it's just available, and then nobody is aware of it.
I know. And so it's just sitting there, and it's great because it helps them. It enhances their form of living because a lot of people, whenever they start to lose their hearing, they shun away from people. They don't want to talk to people because then you have to ask them to repeat themselves. Or
right, they get embarrassed or it's too hard, so they just shut down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the work, I would imagine, is rewarding. Do you ever get to be there when they make that first call or they call, like, their kid or something and they get to have the conversation maybe that was harder for them to have previously?
Yes. I typically, the install is about an hour, hour and a half. I help them put the phone numbers in, and then I do request that, if they want to make a phone call, that they do. And so they do, and then they're so happy. They ask them, the other party, do you hear me? Can you hear me good?
They get all excited.
Yeah, that is part of the rewarding part. Right. So, all the difficult part kind of goes out the window at that point.
Right, you forget about all that, mm-hmm. right? So good news, Sam's here.
Yeah.
So we
good
can
morning,
start.
Sam. Sam was doing
it. We started without you, Sam.
It was a good thing.
Sam was visiting one of our families to see if we could help take care of them, and so... Awesome. He ran a little bit late.
Good morning, Marnik. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, thank you. Monique is with a company called Clear Captions, and they do for the hearing impaired mm-hmm. phones.
Great, great.
Yes.
So, and this is a brand new adventure for her. What you did insurance before?
It was insurance on the your home appliances.
Oh, okay. Let's say like a home warranty or something.
Yes, washer, dryer, things of that nature. I managed a team of 25 people, so it was kind of different, but... I like it. It's nice.
So what's your favorite part and what's the hardest part about this business with Clear Caption?
My favorite part is being able to help the people. And the hardest part is all the paperwork. Because I typically work from home. So I have a lot of paperwork. I have to put in my mileage. I have to put in every mm-hmm. little thing because the FCC looks at every dollar that's spent and what you do with it. And they regulate that. So we need to make sure that we're on top of that. So that's probably I don't like that part that much.
No one likes paperwork.
I know, that's a recurring theme.
Yeah.
So now, when you're going out to these facilities, do you see sometimes more than one prospective person at a time, or mm-hmm. is this kind of a one at a time?
It depends on the turnout. Now, the event coordinator is the
person
that's... activities
director or something?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're the one that's supposed to put it out there, the news that someone is coming. If it's not really on the calendar or anything of that nature, then I may just get like maybe one or two people.
Right.
But if so, if it's more, I can get up to 5 people per event.
Mm-hmm. So now why don't you describe what that process is like? What's that conversation with that activities manager typically like?
Well, I call them and I tell them that I am an advocate for seniors. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to help the seniors. I'm trying to provide them with a service that is absolutely free at no cost. And then I go into the details of the ADA, things of that nature.
And had they typically heard of that before, or they had not heard of it?
It depends. Like 25% of them have because mm-hmm. the other companies have contacted them as well.
Right.
But then the other... have not. They have never heard of
this. This is the first
this.
Time. So they're probably kind of excited and then maybe a little skeptical because I think there's some catch or something.
Until I come and do my presentation in person and I show them everything and I ask them, look us up online as well so that they can know that
we're legit. Do you bring the actual phone so they can see it in action?
I can bring a demo. I would just need access to
like the internet
a landline
phone mm-hmm. jack. Right.
You said one of the things you do is go into detail about ADA.
The Americans with Disabilities Act that Bush passed in 1990.
Okay, so that's where it all started.
And that's what opened the door.
Exactly. Right. So we're covered under Title IV, the Telecommunication Relay Service.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this company is based where?
Sacramento, California.
Okay, and mm-hmm. so they have people like you all over the country doing this?
Yes, correct.
And you just found out about them kind of randomly?
Well, no, not really. Mm-hmm. My sister's best friend.
Oh,
she worked for the company. Uh-huh. She did what I do. And she was offered a position in Florida.
Right.
And then she was also told she had to find her a replacement.
Oh, she was from here?
No, she's from Miami. She's from Florida as well. Right. So when she saw my resume, she said, well, she's new here.
You should call them, right.
Mm, she had her boss call me, actually. That's when I did the phone interview, and there it went from there.
It was pretty quick?
It was really quick. It's been moving like, it was surreal for me when I was in Sacramento. I couldn't believe that I was already getting flown
out there, right, across the country. Mm-hmm. Now,
and now you're on the radio.
Yes, and this is awesome. I've never been on the radio before. And coming from New York, it's, you know, it's the thing, so...
Well, what was it like making that first call and talking to that first person? You know, I'm sure they did some practicing or role-playing in Sacramento.
Scripting.
Right.
Did you have
what was it like when you had that first senior
I was nervous.
Right.
I was really nervous. I was sweating. I was like, oh, gosh. But then something told me to just be myself.
Right.
You know, because I'm very social in my personal life. And I make friends really quickly. So I just calmed down. Stop sweating, and then I started making jokes and talking to them and getting them to relax with me, because that's the biggest part. If they don't trust you, then they're not going to deal with you at all.
Now, what are some of the questions that they ask you? What are some of the things that they get confused about in this?
The biggest piece is they want to know how it's free. So I need to continue to
explain,
say it
in
different ways.
That,
yes, that's what they really want to know. Mm-hmm. They keep on asking me, you sure I'm not going to get a bill next month? So I have to tell them no. It's just like if you go to the store and you buy a phone.
Right.
And you just, you know, you put it in, you'll never get a bill for it.
Now, clarify that when you say it's free. That the instrument, the device is free, but they still have their phone service, correct?
Yes, they have to pay. That's, you know, that's...
But that's not through you all, not through Clear Captions.
No. Okay. You're right, though. They still do have to pay their cable bill and their internet bill and their phone bill in order for the services to work.
But they typically have that. They have just a different phone that doesn't have captioning.
Exactly.
Typically. So you're just you just kind of unplug one and plug the other one in.
That's it.
And you might have covered, will this work wirelessly? Would it be, do they have, I guess they have to have wiring
a landline
in the house.
They have to have a landline.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Tell us what's different. What is different? You said that the Clear Captions has the latest technology. Mm-hmm. You mentioned that there's a tablet, but so what does that mean? What's the difference in this phone and some other captioning phones that are out there?
Also, the delay is what we don't really like to call it, but there is a little, it's a 2 second with us, and with the other companies is up to 8.
Oh.
So you have to stand there and wait. So it does, that part does kind of hurt a little bit. Also, like I stated, the voicemail.
Well, the delay is less for you.
Our delay is less. It's 2 seconds.
Right.
And theirs is up to 8.
And then the voicemail also has the captioning, and theirs doesn't have that.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay, voicemail has captioning. I'm taking notes.
So now, when you've installed it and then they've used it, do they catch on pretty quickly usually, or you got to be there for...
It depends on the person. Right. Sometimes I'll stay a little longer just to make sure they catch
on. They got it.
Yeah, I'll make sure that they add more phone numbers.
Oh,
into the phone book.
Oh,
just
so you
to make
can like
sure.
kind of put their favorites or something in.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. I'll have them add their children. You know, anyone who's
like
really
the doctor,
close to them.
Right,
exactly.
Things like that. So you do that. That's part of the service, right? That's all included. When you set them up, you set them up to be successful.
Exactly. That's what I'm there for. So it's some are a little bit longer than others,
but you'll be there as long as it takes, right?
Yes.
And come back and see them if they need you to?
I do. I have. Actually, yesterday I went back to go see one of my clients because when she's on a phone call, she didn't realize she can change the volume up or down. So she thought it was something wrong with the phone. So I was trying to tell her over the phone. She couldn't get it. So I said, I'm just going to come down there. And so I did. And I worked with her for about 30 minutes. And we did it. And she learned how to do it. And so she was fine with it.
Do you have to input the numbers ahead of time? Or can you just dial a number?
Like a keypad.
Yes, it is a keypad on the front. So if you just want to dial a number, a random number, you can do that.
You know, I was just thinking, as you were talking, Lee, do you realize we used to just memorize everybody's numbers?
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Do you realize we could memorize?
We could.
We were able to.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you can't.
I know.
I don't even know my number now.
I know.
I really don't.
Do you know anybody's number? You
no.
just know, you put their name isn't in, that and that number pops up.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I know.
Right. I don't know my children's cell phone number.
Right.
I mean,
Now, what about like call waiting and those kind of features? Do those work as well?
The phone does not have the call waiting, so if they are on a phone call already, it will most likely go to their
voicemail.
It'll
just go automatically to voicemail.
That's okay. That call waiting stuff's a pain anyway.
What about screening? Does the number, like, could you see, like, oh, that's my kid, so I don't want to answer that, you know, not to just answer that, right?
How come you're looking at me when you say that, Lee?
Someone has a guilty conscience.
Wow.
There's truth flowing in this room.
Yes, it does have the caller ID function.
So the caller ID function mm-hmm. does there, but not call waiting.
Yes.
So is that, and our listening audience unfortunately can't see this, but Monique brought us a little postcard with a neat picture on it. The screen is looks like
pretty
it's
big.
Pretty big.
It is. So it also
so how big
you
is
if
it? About 5 by what
I'd
is
say
it?
It's almost a tablet size. Isn't
it is. It is a tablet built in there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Yeah. I've never really measured it, but it is. That's a tablet size, and so they can change the font as well. So whenever the captioning comes up, if the letters are too small, they can make it bigger. They can
but that's what
the
you
color.
Help them with.
Yes.
Right. You help them with that.
I help them with all of that.
Now, if mm-hmm. there's a kid that wants to get this for their parent, could you help them too?
There's a different process, but I could help them.
Well, they you have could to answer some questions, and you can mm-hmm. tell they can tell the parent to contact you, right?
That is correct. There is also a form, so if I don't speak with the recipient directly, they just fill out that form, which gives me the information, and that's it.
Well, speaking of that, Lee, is that part of your market, Monique? What if you had younger people with hearing loss?
That's a great question. As long as they're 18 years and older, anything below that, it becomes a legal issue. Mm-hmm. But there's no age requirement on this at all. So at any time in your life. And for instance, I went to a senior facility not too far from here. The director herself needed one of these phones. She asked me the same question. She said, is there an age limit? I mean, I think I need it. I'm only 36 years old, but I am losing hearing in one of my ears, and I know that's really bad.
Right.
So I qualified her, and I'm going to install the phone on Sunday for her.
Wow.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now when you're dealing with a kid, would you just have to make sure that the parent really does have the hearing issue?
Yes, that does need to be. And also, sometimes people are not receptive. Like, their child will say, okay, my dad needs this. But then when you get there, they're looking at you like, I don't need this, and I don't want it, so bye.
And so they get mad at you.
Yes. Right. So and I just kind of...
The kid's just trying to help.
Exactly.
We get that kind of welcome, too, sometimes.
I mean, I just try to ask as much questions as I can and try to be really nice.
Or make the kid be there when you
exactly
put it in, go,
when
hey,
I present
it's
it.
Not me. She's the one who told me to come here.
Unfortunately, that doesn't usually change. If the client, if the elder doesn't want it, you might as well take a deep breath because you've got a long, hard road to travel.
Yeah. I agree.
Now, you mentioned a website. What kind of information's on the website?
It just validates our company. It's clearcaptions.com. If you go on there, I'll give you some background of our company and, you know, everything that we do.
Can you see the phone? Mm-hmm. Like it mm-hmm. shows what it looks like and how big it is and what space and what are the technical requirements,
yes.
things like that?
Yes, it does. It gives you most of the information and it does show you the pictures and things of that nature, too.
But they can't order it directly from, they need to talk to you to order it?
Well, that's also a good question. If someone would order it themselves, they would. There's a charge.
Oh.
The FCC has regulated it that way, that they would, unless they speak with a territory manager and we give them the information and things of that nature, that's how they get it. They qualify for free.
Well, okay, qualifying is one thing, but what about in the installation process and things of that nature, does mm-hmm. it require someone of your nature to be on site or can the client install it themselves?
I guess they can, but my company is requiring all of us to be there and do the installation for them.
And help them with it and teach them how to use it.
Right,
that
because
kind of
that way you get less problems after. Because if they just mailed you a box and you do it and mm-hmm. you don't know exactly how to do everything, mm-hmm. then they're going to... She's going to end up going there anyway.
Now, you know me, Lee.
You're very handy.
When it comes to technology,
you just embrace it.
Absolutely.
Well, our competitors do that. They send them a voucher and then they just send the phone out and no one is there to install it.
Right, because it sounds like you guys really are a big believer in customer service and going the extra mile in terms of really helping them use it to its fullest. Because a lot of times you order something and you think you know everything about it. because it's doing the two things you want it to do, but there could be 10 other things that it can do that you're not even aware of.
That's true. That is true.
So any success stories that...
Yeah, what's your proudest moment doing this so far?
Of course, she's real new, so...
Yeah, there was this one elderly lady. She didn't even want it, you know, but her child was saying, "Mom, you need the phone." So when I went out there, she was reluctant. She didn't even want to learn how to use it. She said, you can show me later," telling her daughter.
Right.
So I just started to be very personable with her and make jokes and make her laugh and try to make her a little bit more, you know, receptive to it. And then she started to see what it did. I said, "Okay, you can change the colors because when it rings, there's a color, it lights up." So, what's your favorite color? You're trying to get her
like
buy-in
engaged,
to the phone.
Right.
It took me, I'm gonna tell you, it took that install was 2 hours.
Wow.
It took me a while to get her buy-in, but by the time I was leaving, she was putting in her own phone numbers and she was having fun with it. She said, "This is a new gadget." She said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't believe that it was gonna be like this."
Right.
I said, "Okay. Well, that's good. I'm going to follow up with you." It really was.
Now, when you go, how much contact do you have with the folks in Sacramento?
Well,
are they helping you? Are they really supportive for you as well?
Yes, they're our support. They're customer service. So if we're at the client's home and we have any issues as it relates to the phone, we can call them and they walk us through it.
Mm-hmm.
Because as soon as we install the phone, we have our laptop, we have to make sure that it linked to their profile.
Right.
If it doesn't, then you know something went wrong with the installation.
Right.
So sometimes we can, you know, use
and then
them
do
as
you
support.
Like use your cell phone to do a test call, like right there, to make sure it's working from that side. Then you have them call somebody, so it's working that direction.
Yes, I help them set up their voicemail message, like, you know, "I'm so and so, I'm not home at the time," whatever, so that they know how to do that.
Right.
And there's also a voice tag associated with the phone numbers as well. So if they wanted to leave a message for their loved one when they called,
right. They
can do that. They can leave a voice tag as well.
Now, what about, like you mentioned, that it lights up? Is it light up a different color for if there's a voicemail there?
No, it's always the whatever color you choose, and it's typically the red whenever.
Right. So, like, is it a big, like a, you, it's obvious that something's going on because they can't hear, right? So that's the, so there has to be something that kind of signals that the phone's ringing or, right?
On the outside of the screen, it lights up, but also the ringer. Mm-hmm. It's set really, really loud. Like, everything about this phone
is loud.
So if your hearing is really good, it's really not going to benefit you.
It's going to be annoying.
To be honest, it will be, because the ringers are really, really, you can set them to be really loud, where you can hear them all the way on the other side of the house if you wanted to. So
I'm sure you're asking already, but I would hope that as you spend some time in this position, maybe you're asking your people to refer you to other people.
I do that every day.
Good.
Every time I do an installation, I leave more flyers and I tell them, if you know anyone else who would benefit from this, because you already know that it's true and it's real, please pass it along. And I have received a lot of referrals.
Well, good. So you're getting calls now for people who
that's
are
great.
Interested in
and
it.
And you've only been doing it a few weeks. That's amazing.
I'm thankful for that, too.
Yeah, that's great.
Because word of mouth is everything.
Right. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody wanted to learn more about what you guys got going on, what's the best way to contact you?
Me? By phone. You can contact me by my phone number that
What's
I have
your cell
there.
Phone?
My cell phone is my work number. And
do you know it by heart?
I'm sorry.
Probably not.
I wish I did. It's 404-655-2162. And if anyone preferred email, it's Monique. It's my first name, Monique, Waldron@clearcaptions.com. And I will contact you if I don't pick up the phone right then. I'll call you back before end of business day.
Okay, and there is a website as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Just a general website, our Clear Captions website, so anyone can read up a little bit more about our company and things of that
and
nature.
And that's www.clearcaptions.com.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Monique, thank you so much for being with us today. We wish you success and... I don't read fingers, Sam. What does that mean?
That means
he wants
keep
you
on
to
going.
Close the show.
Do your thing.
Man.
Thank you
I'm
for having
sure.
me.
I'm sure you are so welcome. We're happy to have you. And if you have any events or anything in the future, please be sure to contact me and you can come back and to publicize those events. And
we
really appreciate you coming and wish you great success.
Thank you very much.
So as we close today, we'd like to remind our listeners that if young people are this country's greatest natural resource, then older folks are our greatest national treasure. Thanks for listening. God bless.
Eugeria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.